Hi, this is Bob Serling with 10 Minute Business Success, and today my guest is James Schramko. James is an online business coach whose two coaching communities have helped over 2,000 of his students create and maintain 6-, 7-, and 8-figure businesses. Effectively running his coaching communities in just a few hours a week, James finds ample time to surf, spend time with family and friends, watch movies, and travel. The keys to this lifestyle are what he shares inside his two paid communities, Silver Circle and Super Fast Business. Now, I've known of James and admire his work for years now, so I'm really happy to have him share his wisdom today. And welcome, James.
Hey there. That's really good to catch up.
Yeah, it is. I'm glad we could do this. So let's jump right into the question, which is, what is your favorite business building strategy or technique that's working well for you or for your clients right now?
For me, Bob, it's going for a lifetime customer. That's my overarching strategy. And the reason I zoomed in on this is when I was looking at the 5 levers that you can pull to grow your profit, one of the levers that is perhaps the easiest and one of the most overlooked is the frequency of purchase. So I've built my business around having recurring income. And what that really means is that I don't have to spend so much time on traffic to get new customers, because if you've already got the customer, you can just slowly add a few more on the front end and your business grows like a snowball. So that's worked really well for me and my customers. And I found that that allows me to focus more on serving the three groups that I think are quite critical for your business. Of course, one is people who are prospects who haven't already done business with you. But I'd say that the overwhelming focus for me is to focus on my current existing clients, even when I'm doing my micro content and my podcast, publishing that information. I'm really thinking about who my current customer is. And then, of course, it captures the third group, which is people who may have been a customer and for one reason or another, the timing didn't work out and they left, and then they keep seeing you and then they come back. So having that lifetime focus is the key.
Well, you're really preaching to the choir here, because I teach that all the time, yet it's incredible to me how many people don't do it, even though they've heard over and over they need to. I love to give the example of a guy in my mastermind group. They're doing about $1.2 million in business from their repeat sales and about $700,000 from their new sales. And the repeat sales cost a fraction and they're easier to make. So what are some tips you can give on how people can start doing this, you know, without having to make it a second career practically?
Well, if I was chatting to your friend there, I'd be saying, let's have a look at these recurring customers and see if we could focus our business more around that kind of business. And I would say, let's eliminate some of the short-term tactics that we've been using where we're trying to get, some people use this term liquidated. They're trying to liquidate their lead cost immediately by making several offers in a barrage. And maybe it's just a little bit too early for the customer to be receiving that. Go for a longer game. If you could actually set the timeline for a year or two from now, in the same way that Amazon, I think they went for about 7 years before they made a profit. The longer you can wait to harvest the crop, the greater the yield can be. So dial out for a longer term view. Remove some of those offensive in-your-face pop-ups. Stop trying to shake every dollar out of a customer in the first 3 seconds that you've had an interaction. And you might be surprised what can happen.
Yeah, so really, in a way, what you're saying, I'm going to kind of repackage it a little bit, is to build a relationship first. Give before you take, and let people get to know you and know what value you bring them.
Well, not only that, and by the way, you've said that more elegantly than I could. It's impossible to give without receiving. It's like if you light the fire, you will get the heat. And so many people are trying to tap that fire after they've done the kindling. You know, go for the bigger logs, have a longer burn cycle, but it'll last a lot longer once you do that.
Yeah, you know, it's curious because I came up in the days before the internet of direct mail and as a direct mail copywriter. And you paid so much for a list that you had to plan on not making money on the first sale and making it over the long run and delivering the best possible content first and building that relationship. And I'm just wondering if you were exposed to that, because you talk about it in a way that I hear few people discuss it today. It has so much value, but people don't recognize it the way you're discussing it.
Yeah, it would be true to say that I've studied some of the greats. And I was a bit late to the internet, actually. I really only started in 2005. So the first 25 years of my business career were pre-internet as well. So I think I've got that blend of old school discipline and new school tech savvy. I'm that Generation X where we did the crossover. Computers really only started arriving after, you know, at the very end of school for us.
Yeah, and I think people who didn't have the benefit of that, of having some offline experience first, would do very well to study some of the old masters. You know, go look at Ogilvy or any of those people, Caples, and understand what it takes to really build a relationship with people. So I know this is going to put you on the spot a bit, but I'm going to ask you anyway. If people were to do just one thing today to start building that kindling out into a bigger fire, what would that one thing be?
I'd say, what product or service do you already have, or could you easily add to your product lineup that is the next logical extension of something that an existing customer could roll into? And I like the 10x, 10% idea, which is that 10% of your customers would more than happily pay 10 times more for something. Yeah, so I'd go to your existing database and figure out what pain points and problems that you could continue to serve would be, and add that, make an offer to your existing customers. That's the fastest, easiest way to increase the lifetime customer value inside your audience there.
That's fantastic. Well, this has been great, James. So let's shift gears a minute and let me ask you how people find out more about you and what you do. That is when you aren't surfing and traveling.
Oh, well, luckily my website stays up even while I'm surfing. superfastbusiness.com. I have a podcast there and a bunch of resources for listeners to grab.
Okay, great. So superfastbusiness.com. I'll be sure to put that in the show notes. And, you know, part of being a good marketer is being very, you know, recognizing the little subtle points. So from what I can tell, it sounds to me like you're a New Yorker. Is that right?
Yeah, I love it. Wait, I like your dry humor there, Bob.
Sorry about that. So,
well, I am East Coast, just a different country.
Right, just a different coast. So you're in Australia, and I just wanted to let everybody know. Okay, well, James, again, thanks. I knew this would be great, and I'm so glad we were able to connect today.
Thank you so much, Bob.